with a smile of hope on your faces, tell your neighbor, Happy New Month. Say, it will be your month of greater blessing. Say your neighbor, it will be your month of greater testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. It's a great privilege for me. Before we go into our celebration, partake of the table, then we'll celebrate God for 31 minutes for this month of March. And I know that each minute we celebrate God represents each day of this month. And that is why I know that in this month, throughout, you will never see evil. I say in this month, as we celebrate God, God will also be celebrating you. In the name of Jesus Christ. We'll be celebrating his word also, because God always have a good plan for us. The Bible says his thought for us is of good and not of evil. So part of the things we'll be dancing for this 31 minutes is to celebrate him for his word for us, his plan that he has for us in the month of March. And I know that as we celebrate God's word, God will be empowering those words to have full and speedy fulfillment in your own life. It will not just be a slogan in your mouth. Because when you celebrate him, God will empower that word to bring testimony to you. You believe it? Let me hear your amen. It's a great privilege and honor for me this morning to stand in God's servant shoe and declare what the mind of God is to us in the month of March. I will never take that privilege for granted. It is a rare privilege, and I appreciate it. And I say, Daddy, thank you, sir. God will continue to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We just went through our month of turning point, and I know that God has turned you around. Hallelujah. I know that God has charted a new course for your life. And you see, any time that God turned men around, any time that God chart a new course for a man, it is not just for nothing. It is because there is something greater ahead. Did you believe me? When God turned you around, when God chart a new course, show you a new way, start something new for you, it is because there is a greater blessing ahead of you. It is now time for you, after being turned around, to achieve a new goal. Receive new blessings. Fulfill destiny in grand style. In a fraction of time it will have normally taken. Did you hear me? Then when God turned, when it is God that turned you around, that give you a turning point, start a turning point, it is for him to cause you to achieve new goals. That is why I believe this month of March, somebody will be achieving new goals. Gave you a turning point so that you can also receive new blessings, so that you can fulfill destiny in grand style in a fraction of time that it will have taken normally. Somebody shout hallelujah. So there's a combination of two things here. You have received a turning point to achieve a new goal, to achieve a new blessing, to fulfill what God has destined for you this year of new dawn. But not just ordinarily. And that's where my joy came this morning. Because what those new blessings, if it takes others 10 years on a normal basis to achieve, this month of March, God is giving you a shorter time. Somebody say speed. I didn't hear you say speed. Oh, children of God, say speed. Say it like you believe it, say speed. So if it takes other 1 year to accomplish it in this one, before the end of March, you'll be sharing your testimony. So something new is coming your way, but the power to do it in the shortest possible time is also coming upon you. And that's why I'm glad this morning, because the communion is here to empower you. I read the book of John chapter 13 and verse 27. He looked negative, but God is achieving it positively in your life. John chapter 13 and verse 27. When Jesus, the Last Supper, the account of John, when he gave the disciple and he prophesied, he said, the same that put his hand inside the bowl with me, eating with me, is the one that will betray me. And everybody was asking, is it me? Is it me? And the Bible said, after he gave Judas Iscariot the communion, we told him, he said, the thing that is in your heart to do, he said, go and do it. How? He didn't just say, go and do it. You know, it would have been correct if God said, what is in your heart? Go and do it, isn't it? But he said, go and do it. How? Quickly. As you partake of the communion today, that new blessing, that destiny you need to fulfill, that goal that you will achieve it quickly. Please be in church this morning. Leave whatever is at home. Let your spirit be here. I say, whatever God has destined that you will achieve, I say, this month, you will achieve it quickly. As you take the communion and celebrate his word this morning, the communion will empower you to achieve it quickly. Every woman that we deliver in this month of March, if contraction take others 1 hour, 2 hours, in few minutes you'll be done. Ooh, I didn't hear you. I said, in few minutes you'll be done. First Samuel chapter 12 and verse 6. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought thy father up out of the land of Egypt. God gave them a turning point from slavery to where? To the journey beginning to Canaan. But the Bible says God moved them forward. God advanced Moses, advanced Aaron. Psalm 75, where we read in our call to worship. Psalm 75, verse 6. He said, for advancement, promotion, moving forward, speedy achievements, speedy accomplishments. Somebody is saying something. Hallelujah. Cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Where does it come from? Verse 7. But God is the judge. He does what? He putteth one down and setteth up what? Another. God is setting you up this month. And everyone that wants to stand your way of moving up with speed, God is bringing them down. Because he's the judge and he has decided to do it. So when God is set to move a man forward, after giving him a new direction, a turning point, when God is set to advance the cause of a man, he does not just do it, but he does it with speed. That's why I love God. He doesn't waste time on anything. He does not ignore. That is why I know that whatever God will lay in your heart, whatever God will set you to accomplish this month, he will empower you to accomplish it with speed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 60 and verse 22, the B part. Isaiah 60 verse 22. It says, a little will become what? And the small one, a great nation. He said, I, the Lord, we do what? We hasten it. Another version says, I, the Lord, we quicken it. And we do it with speed. Romans 9 verse 28.
I love the NIV version. He said, for the Lord will carry out his sentence. Shalaman Akasha. Every word of God for you this morning, he will carry out that sentence. Now, it is not you that will carry it out. The Bible says, God accomplished the word of his servant. Who accomplished it? Now, it's for his servant to pronounce it. It's God's servant prediction. It's for the servant to do what? To pronounce it. It is for you to believe it. Who accomplished it? God. He said, the Lord will carry out his sentence on the earth. With what? NIV said, with speed and finality. Unstoppable. Nothing hindering it. Faster than you ever imagine. I don't know that person in the house this morning listening to this word. Who have rigmarole? God asked me to tell you, you have waka, we have waka around this mountain so long. It looks like you are making progress, but you are just going around in circle. But this month of March, God will move you forward. He will not just move you forward, but the speed that you never imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ. So when God is set to promote and to advance someone, he put his hand upon that fellow and empower them to overtake limitations, skip over delays, and move forward. And most times, restoring lost years. When God is set, which I know he set to move you forward this month, to advance your course this month, to cause you to move with the speed of light in every area of your endeavor this month, to promote you beyond your imagination this month. When God is set to do such, he places his hand of power and accomplishment upon you and empower you first to overcome limitations. It does not matter how long the limitation has been there. His shall rest upon you also to skip over delays and also move forward. Most times, restoring to you the lost years. That is why he does it with speed. The years that the locusts and the cankerworm are eating, God is restoring to you. What would have taken you normally 6 months to accomplish, in 6 days, God will cause you to accomplish it. If you created the whole world in 6 days, then there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that will be impossible for him. We saw the case of Elijah in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 46. 1 Kings 18 verse 46. The hand of the Lord was upon him. He said, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he guided up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, if you know what happened here, Ahab the king was on top chariots. On top what? Chariots. You know horse now. On top chariots, running. Because he already prophesied to the man. He said, run. He said, if not, because I see and I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He said, run. If not, the rain will meet you. And the man was on chariot running. What happened? The Bible says, the hand of the Lord rested upon Elijah, and the human being with leg ran faster than the chariots. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you this month. The hand of the Lord is coming upon your business this month. The hand of the Lord is coming upon your marriage this month. And what will have taken you 6 months to accomplish? I don't know who that fellow is according to the time of life. What will have taken you 6 months to accomplish in 6 days? The hand of the Lord will accomplish for you. Oh, if you believe it, let your amen sound like thunder. The hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, allowing him to outrun the king on chariot. You see the case of Joseph also in the scripture. God promoted him. Genesis 41 and verse 14 to 41. There's a long story. But the short of the story is that in one day, day. Somebody say one day.
Oh, shala da da basha.
In one day.
Ikalana mashimbala da katosa.
In one day.
Subana na katopali da kasha.
In one day, a man in the prison, a prisoner, became a prime minister. In one day, just one night. Oh, as you sleep and wake up, your story is changing like a dream. And one day he was released from prison and appointed a ruler. In one day, somebody said, how now? No election. Hallelujah. No what? No election. God has already elected him. One day, just one day. I say, God is changing your story quickly. You believe it, let your amen intimidate Satan. Let somebody near you be afraid of your amen. You look at the story of the Israelites in Exodus chapter 12, verse 33 to 36. A 400 years of delay and suffering ended with a sudden release. Somebody say sudden. I didn't hear you say sudden. Oh, even though they have tried, Moses tried with God's hand, one plague after another. But when God was set, nothing could hold them. After this morning, nothing will be able to hold you. It does not matter how long it has been. Just believe the word of the Lord. Believe the Lord your God. Believe also his servant. And the Bible says God will establish that which he's saying this morning. A 400 year of delay ended in a sudden release. With the Israelites, not just living empty, but living the land of bondage with abundant wealth. Abundant wealth. You want to talk of Jesus' first miracle? John chapter 2 verse 1 to 11. Water was turned into wine instantly. They didn't go tomorrow. He said, fetch water. These are didn't pray. Fetch what? Into the pot. And immediately, after the last person poured water and the water was full, what happened? He said, fetch the water. Instantly. Somebody say instant. Maybe you didn't understand. I am saying to you this morning, by God's plan and purpose, that thing that God has destined to accomplish through you, that you desire, that God has already turned you to that direction, in this month, suddenly, you will see it accomplished. Suddenly, you just appear before the doctor and the story will change. The report they gave yesterday, they will be changing their mind today. You didn't believe me. I said the report they gave yesterday, today they will be changing their mind. It is not you that will accomplish it, so you better say a better amen. The one that holds the heavens without a pillar is the one that will accomplish it. And if there is nothing impossible with him, I said the report they gave you yesterday, you will appear today and they will be changing their mind. This month, somebody said this month, you will walk under a mighty grace of God that will fast track your destiny. Oh, that grace will be so much speaking for you that everything you need to achieve, where the products, that the testimony, the product you need to present this month, before you know it, God will have accomplished it for you. God will fast track your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month, somebody say this month, by the mercies of God, speaking on your behalf, the Lord will advance your destiny and end every adversary. Say, the Lord will advance my destiny and end every adversary. Because he's the one that lifted one up and put another one down. I said, God will advance your destiny. But he will put down your adversary in the name of Jesus Christ. This same month, somebody said this month. I didn't hear you say this month. If you are expecting something great, say this month. By the power of the Holy Spirit, nothing, somebody say nothing, nobody, somebody say nobody, will be able to stop your progress. Stand to your feet. I want you to prophesy with me. Listen to me. Why you must talk with confidence and faith? Listen to me. Mark 11, verse 24. He said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you have called upon God, when you have prayed, believe that you receive it. Verse 23 say, you will speak to the mountain and tell the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if there is a condition, that is why you must speak with confidence. I want you to close your eyes to that limitation. He said, if you will not doubt in your heart that whatever you are going to say now, it will come to pass. The Bible says, you will surely have what you say. Say this month. Somebody want to prophesy. Say this month. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, nothing, no one will be able to stop my progress. No one will be able to hinder my progress. In the name of Jesus. Say this month, my progress will be progressive. In the name of Jesus. Say this month, I am moving from glory to greater glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say this month, in the name of Jesus, I am receiving help and advancement in life, in every area of my need. In the name of Jesus. Say this month, destiny helper will locate me with speed. In the name of Jesus. Say this month, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am unstoppable. Oh, say, let the devil hear you. And if you can move from where you are, say, I am unstoppable. This month, I am unstoppable. This month, I am empowered for good speed. Say, this month, I am unstoppable. This month, I am empowered for good speed. For good speed, I move forward. I move upward. I break new ground. I cross boundary. I break limitation. In the name of Jesus. Oh, shalabadaba. Listen to me before we enter the celebration. After the declaration, you will pray a few seconds. You are praying the spirit, activating the power to fulfill the word. I, by the privilege of God's servants in this house, our Father in the Lord, the Bishop of Hakka, I declare the month of March 2026 as your month of divine acceleration. Oh, if you can pray in the Holy Ghost, please pray. If you can pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. I am unstoppable this month. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop my progress. Nothing can stop my advancement. Nothing can stop my breakthrough. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I cross every limitation. Are you praying the Holy Ghost? You have just few minutes to pray in the Spirit. Activate the power of His word. I will not be an onlooker this month. I will participate. I like barushka la badum balagadaba. E berento kombe ke kakonde. My business is gaining speed this month. Ashuma la da 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 da. My career is gaining speed this month. I move forward. I move upward. I gave new ground. In my head, I am moving forward. In my head, I am accelerating. E pele kitokusa. Pandem and topa. Pendi balakando. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This month you will not be stranded. I hear God say somebody is walking like a lost soul. You don't even know which way to turn. This month of March, God is opening new opportunity for you. You will not be stranded.